Well, after what seemed like a long winter and kind of a cool start and a wet finish to spring, it's kind of nice to start seeing summer heading our way. A lot of outdoor issues, folks chomping at the bit to get outside and enjoy some of the resources that we have. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Brian Hayes, who's an Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist. Brian, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
People just really want to get outside and enjoy some of those things this time of the year.
Yeah, it took a while to warm up. But now we're getting some nice days, and people are venturing out to some of our resources, some of our lakes, and even the streams, the fishing's starting to pick up. So, yeah, people are getting out now, and it's time.
Well, with the rains we've had, there should be plenty of water out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Our lakes are full, and the flows have bumped back up in the river, which is actually a good thing, because I was a little concerned about the Nishnabotna River. It was pretty low going in this spring, and people don't realize how mobile our catfish are, how migratory they are, and this recent bump in flows gives those catfish an opportunity to move up the Nishnabotna River, and so we'll have good catfishing through Atlantic, up through Brayton, and even to Exira. You'll have some good channel catfish in the river now that our flows have kind of returned.
You bet. Well, we complain about the weather because it's an inconvenience in some cases to us, but it's a necessity for them.
Absolutely.
So we need to have a good supply and good opportunity, because free fishing weekend is coming up this week, and a lot of people sometimes get their first taste of getting out there.
Yeah, free fishing weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, gives the residents in Iowa opportunity to try fishing out before investing in a fishing license. Obviously, we hope they have a good experience during the free fishing weekend and turn around and purchase that license and continue to fish through the summer. It's just a way that the Iowa DNR promotes fishing. Again, gives people an opportunity to get out and try it. We do it right in the heart of the good fishing. You know, May and June are the prime time to be fishing in the state of Iowa. That's when you have the crappie reproduction and the bluegills nesting. The largemouth bass fishing's pretty good in the months of May and June, and we stick free fishing weekend right in the center of that.
Good eating for those who keep, and well, I guess if you're just going to catch and release, should be plenty out there, hopefully, too, for you to have some fun. Do a lot of kids get their first taste of this during free fishing weekends?
Yeah, and that's what we hope, is that parents will take advantage of the free fishing weekend and introduce their kids to fishing. In conjunction with the free fishing weekend, there's a number of fishing clinics that are held in the area to give people an opportunity to learn a little bit more about fishing and maybe be a little more successful. Starting in Greenfield, the Greenfield Optimist Club is hosting a fishing clinic at Greenfield City Reservoir, starting at 8 o'clock, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, Greenfield City Reservoir. Then at Lake Anita, the Friends of Lake Anita host an annual fishing clinic. That starts at 10, and they're at Lake Anita, over just short of the beach there. They'll gather, and that usually draws a good crowd there at Lake Anita. We usually see almost 100 people there every year. The Friends of Lake Anita and Josh Peach, the park manager over there, they do an excellent job hosting that event. They make sure all the kids leave with a prize, and so they've been collecting prizes for a few weeks now in preparation for that. So that'll kick off at 10 there at Lake Anita. At Cold Spring State Park, the Optimist Club from Griswold is going to host kids there starting at noon, and with that one, they're offering free snow cones and free hot dogs for the kids. So some opportunities there to get out and learn a little bit about fishing and enjoy the day.
So they learned a little something, too, in how to get kids there. Just like fish, use little bait.
Absolutely.
Hot dogs and snow cones. That'll work. Very good. Well, and a lot of opportunity for folks to enjoy that, and we hope they do get out and learn a little bit about it, too. It's a great time for them to learn more about fishing, not just, you know, the basics, but get some of the finer details in, too. You know, you can pick up a ball glove and a bat and play baseball, but until you learn some of the finer points, you're not going to excel at it, and you won't have as much fun. Fishing's kind of the same way.
Exactly, and I tell kids this all the time, that you know, the more you practice fishing, the better you're going to be. Research the fish you're targeting, and you'll be more successful. So it's not a lot different than baseball, or you got to learn about it and learn the techniques, and you'll be far more successful.
You bet. I want to talk specifically about Prairie Rose State Park up in Shelby County. I know that's been a project that's been ongoing for a few years now, and it's getting back. Folks really want to get out there and do a little fishing, use the recreational areas and things. Are they in pretty good shape now?
Yeah, that's a project that's kind of winding down. We started about 6 years ago in the watershed there at Prairie Rose. We learned a long time ago that if you're going to restore a lake like Prairie Rose, you start in the watershed. The impairments that were affecting Prairie Rose had to do with nutrient and sediment delivery to the lake. It was a 50-year-old lake that over time has accumulated those nutrients and sediments. And so we started in the watershed with a 3-year watershed project, partnering with the Natural Resource Conservation Service, the NRCS, and tightened that watershed up, built 40 miles of terraces in the watershed, and reduced the sediment and nutrient delivery to the lake by 60%. So that's where it all started. And then you move in lake, and that's, people saw us drain the lake there back in 2011, and the lake was dry through 2012. That was to allow us to do the in lake work, things like stabilizing the shoreline so we don't have eroding shorelines. We took the opportunity to put a bunch of fish habitat in there to make the fishing better while the lake was drained. Then we refilled the lake, and that refilled a little over a year ago. Back in June, the water flowed over the spillway again. A new spillway, by the way. We had to modify that spillway. We put a 10-foot drop in that spillway to prevent carp from migrating upstream into the lake. They've been a nuisance species in Prairie Rose for a long time. We put a barrier in there below the lake to keep them from coming in, and so a carp-free lake will be able to have better water clarity, and we'll be able to grow aquatic plants, tie up some of those nutrients so it doesn't just all go to algae and turn the water green, and the fish population will respond to a clearer lake. And in addition to that, the people using the beach and the campground, they'll enjoy seeing the water clarity there as opposed to the green water that we had there prior with carp and with the high nutrient load. So things are looking good. Left on the docket at Prairie Rose is the dredging project. We want to remove about 200,000 cubic yards of sediment from the bottom of Prairie Rose. Basically, kind of turn back the clock and remove some of that accumulated sediment that is shallowed up the water in the upper end there. So we've got a dredger under contract. He's been mobilizing equipment to Prairie Rose and should be started any time now with moving that sediment. We built a containment site just adjacent to the park to hold all that sediment. Once we remove it from the lake, we got to store it somewhere. So there's a containment site now just south of the park that would be pumping that dredge spoil in. And the dredger estimates it'll take him 5 months to complete that once he gets started. And so he'll be working in there all summer and hopefully wrap up, sometime in November with that dredging. I've already stocked fish in there. And the fish are doing really well. I checked up on those last week. Got our electrofishing boat in there, and a lot of bass. The bass are doing really well in there. They're about 6 inches right now, but they'll grow, and we'll have some bass fishing before too long. Surprisingly, I saw bluegills that are over 7 inches in there already, so they're getting pretty close to hand size already. I'm planning a fishing trip up there this summer after those bluegills, after seeing that. So, and those will grow. I mean, those fish could easily be 8 inches by fall. And then we'll provide some ice fishing up at Prairie Rose. So we're just right on the verge of restoring fishing back into Prairie Rose. So that's an exciting thing.
These projects always take time. I know it's frustrating when they're going on, probably for you too, because there's so many hurdles. It takes time. You've got Mother Nature to deal with, other agencies, funding issues to deal with. There's so much going on. It just takes time. But, you know, when it's all done, wow, you really see the results there. And I guess I want to ask you, too, the dredging work, will that affect people's use of the park?
Well, there'll be some pipe out in the lake, and that'll be marked. We don't anticipate a lot of boating activity at Prairie Rose this summer just because the fishing is still developing. But it will require people to kind of avoid the area that the dredger's working in. But at the same time, the park will be open. It'll be open to boating, but people need to use caution and obey the any warning signs or keep out signs. You know, stay away from that dredging activity. But feel free to use the resource during the project. It'll just be nice to get him in there and get working. It's been a long time coming, and a lot of dollars spent as well.
You bet. Well, it's still nice to be around the water. It's just nice to be around water.
But we anticipate park usage to double in the park. You know, when we add good fish into the lake that we have not had for a long time, the park usage should double. And that has economic value to Shelby County and the surrounding area. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of associated businesses are real happy to see more people coming in and out. No doubt about that. And we should maybe touch real quick, too, on the common boating laws as people are getting the boats back out of storage and dropping them out in the water again. Beware of all of the issues. Understand the laws before you get out there and make it a safe trip. You don't want to go out there and have someone get hurt.
Absolutely. And that's the focus of our lake patrol when they're out there, is to make it a safe boating environment out there for all that are using the lake. There's a required safety equipment, you know, the life jackets that fit for the passengers you have. So there's, you gotta have a life jacket for everyone. You have to have the fire extinguisher, a horn or a whistle, and of course the operating while intoxicated. The same rules that apply to the motor vehicle apply on the water. So that's kind of been a focus of the law enforcement, is to you know, they enforce that boating while intoxicated law, and you know, designate a driver.
You bet.
While you're out there, and make it a safe trip. You know, we want everyone to come home.
Absolutely. Well, get out and enjoy some of the nicer weather, enjoy some of the great facilities that we have around here. It's easy to overlook what you have in your backyard until you open up your eyes and see how nice things are. And take advantage of the free fishing weekend and the clinics going on, too. Take the kids out. Get them hooked on something fun.
Yeah. You know, we like to promote the outdoors, you know. Fishing's a great family activity, and it's something you're going to be able to do your whole life. You know, when I talk to kids at school groups, I always ask them, "You got any grandparents that still fish?" "Oh, sure." And see, it's a lifelong activity, and something that's going to get you out in the environment, away from home, and enjoy some recreation.
Yeah, quit staring at that TV and the computer screen. Huh? Get out and have some fun with nature. Very good.
If you're lucky enough to catch fish, maybe you'll have dinner.
Yeah, that's right. That brings you always brings you back. Brian, thanks for coming by and sharing. Appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.